From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. North and South Korea are in emergency high-level talks, hoping to end an escalating standoff that has brought the two sides to the brink of war. The talks began today at the border village of Panmunjom, according to Yonhap News Agency, which quotes officials from the South's Unification Ministry. South Korean President Park Geun-hye and his national security advisor and a top aide for North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are participating in the meetings, which have just gotten underway in the last 10 minutes. Pyongyang requested the meeting the North Deputy UN Ambassador An Myung-hun.
Large-scale military exercise, which is called Ulji Freedom Guardian, involving tens of thousands of U.S. and South Korean military, is going on in South Korea with an open purpose to eliminate the headquarters of the DPRK and occupy Pyongyang.
Tensions began ratcheting up last week when Seoul restarted propaganda broadcasts at the border for the first time in over 10 years after a landmine explosion wounded two South Korean soldiers. A gunman opened fire on a train traveling from Amsterdam to Paris Friday, wounding three people before being overpowered by two off-duty American servicemen and a student. Anthony Sadler studies physical therapy in California.
I'm just a college student. It's my last year in college. I came to see my friends on my first trip in Europe, and we stopped a terrorist. It's kind of crazy.
The three are being hailed as heroes today. The suspect is identified as a 26-year-old man of Moroccan origin armed with an automatic weapon and a knife. Spanish officials now say he was in Syria in the past year. This is VOA News. U.S. officials say the number two leader of the Islamic State group known as Haji Mutaz was killed in a drone strike near the Iraqi city of Mosul on August 18th. The U.S. also reported his death late last year, but an official said they had the wrong identification. Meantime, the U.S. military says initial field tests show traces of a chemical agent on mortar rounds used by Islamic State militants on attacking Kurdish forces in Iraq. U.S. Brigadier General Kevin Kilea, head of military operations against the IS group in Iraq and Syria, says field tests show the presence of what is known as sulfur mustard, a class one chemical, on fragments of bombs used in the attack 11 days ago. The general is asking reporters not to speculate on the origin of the chemical until formal tests are complete. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon travels to Nigeria this weekend to meet the country's new president, Muhammadu Buhari, and commemorate the anniversary of the deadly attack on the UN's building in Abuja. Since Mr. Buhari took office in May, he has made fighting corruption and defeating Islamic State militants top priorities of his new administration. Top figures in Afghanistan's Taliban insurgency have been meeting to resolve disputes facing the group, such as who will lead the Taliban. All of this comes in the wake of last month's announcement that the group's supreme leader, Mullah Omar, died 2 years ago. Ayaz Ghul has details.
Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid confirmed to VOA on Friday that religious scholars and elders have been in session to find a resolution, but he refused to discuss the location. Mujahid said, "Our scholars continue to hold discussions aimed at removing concerns and reservations of some of our estranged brothers." He insisted that reports of rifts or any real differences in Taliban ranks are misplaced and there is no threat to the integrity of the group. Mullah Omar's successor, Mullah Akhtar Mansur, is said to be trying to secure his position against rivals, who include family members of the deceased leader and some other senior Taliban commanders. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Former top Khmer Rouge official Yang Thirith is dead, according to Cambodia's UN-backed War Crimes Tribunal. Yang Thirith died today at the age of 83, according to a statement by the Extraordinary Chamber in the Courts of Cambodia. Known as the First Lady of the Khmer Rouge, she served as the Minister of Social Action during the regime's bloody four-year rule. Her husband was former Foreign Secretary Ieng Sary, who died in 2013 at the age of 87. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has declared a temporary state of emergency along parts of that country's border with Colombia after fighting between suspected smugglers and soldiers. At least three soldiers were wounded in the conflict. Colombia and Venezuela share a porous 2,100-kilometer border. The closed-off area has a long history of violence. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.